Blog Talk Radio.
A wayward son, lonesome bound, I was headed to church in the devil's town. So go ahead and walk my way. If you get here, it's judgment day. It's hard to find my own way out when there ain't no angels hanging around. Well, I spent years with nothing to lose. Booth, bottle of booze. I can't fly with 2 feet on the ground when there ain't no angels hanging around.
Gallagher stepping by. Josh joins us to talk about his music, his career, and anything else he's working on that he can talk about. And I guess now is where I say I'm with my super talented co-host, but that's not the case today. At least not yet, anyway. Because she's running a tad late. So I think with that, let's welcome the super talented Mr. Josh Geller to the show. Hey, Josh, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Thanks for doing this today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate you getting hold of me.
Before we start things off today, as we were talking off air, I actually met you last month at one of my favorite spots in Nashville, The Row, and just to make a long story short, you had actually gotten up to do a duet with a mutual friend of ours, and the second that you started singing, I turned to Mom and I'm like, this dude's talented. He needs to be on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You're talking about the Steel Blossoms, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So about what was it, about 2 or 3 days later, I sent you a Facebook message?
Yeah, yeah, you got a hold of me on my music page, yep.
Mm-hmm. And I set this up, and here we are. So, thanks again for doing this.
Yeah, no, like I said, thank you guys for having me, and looking forward to it since you got a hold of me and asked me to do it. So, yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing that I enjoy more as a radio host than to get to talk to you guys for about 30 minutes. There's nothing I enjoy more.
Yeah, it's we like doing this stuff too, especially like I myself personally, I like doing this stuff because, I mean, you play a lot out here and around Nashville and everything, and you kind of don't get to talk to a whole lot of people about you know, like your career and what you're doing. So it's cool. It's a good thing to do. Like that.
Now, speaking of your career, I tell everybody how you. Got into the whole music thing?
Well, I am. Where do I even start? I've been. I started playing guitar whenever I was about 10. And it's actually funny. My mom always said that I was singing before I could talk. But, I picked up a guitar when I was about 10, started teaching myself how to play. Had a couple bands and stuff in through my teenage years, you know, high school garage band and stuff, and then I kind of fell apart for a little bit. And a few years back, it was 2012, I believe, I started playing out again before I moved down here. I'm from Pennsylvania originally, and then playing more and more shows and more fans and people and filling up more places, and then I decided to make a move down here to Nashville, and it's been a great decision. I've had a lot of opportunities to do a lot of cool stuff.
Awesome. I think kick things off today. I have some kind of fun, quirky, get to know you type questions. If you're okay with it.
Oh yeah, absolutely good.
Awesome. Okay. Let's see. What's currently on your music playlist, and what are you watching on TV, show wise?
As of right now, what's on TV at the very exact minute is Moonshine. To be honest with you,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's between flicking back and forth between Moonshiners and Man vs. Wild.
That's cool. What kind of music are you listening to right now?
What kind of music?
What's in your playlist?
Oh, man, all kinds of stuff. Right now, on my iTunes playlist on my phone, to be honest with you, I have all my friends' music tracks and EPs and their demos and stuff that I've downloaded from iTunes. But I don't really have a playlist on my phone, to be honest with you. I listen to the Highway a lot, and then Prime Country and you know, Master 99.5, Big 98, stuff like that. But I should probably branch out more, maybe get a little bit broader in my genre of music.
That's awesome. You know, me myself, I'm a big music fan. I'll listen to pretty much anything once. My co-host, who will hopefully join us in a second, always says my music taste changes daily, and they do. One time I'll be listening to a Maddie and Tay, and then the next day it'll be Eminem.
That's good. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, the more music you listen to, the more talent you can find. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. I agree. Now, I always have to ask this next question, because if I don't, or the person that I came up with it will probably kill me.
Well, you better ask that question then.
If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
There's one thing I could change. I would. It would probably be not getting down here to Nashville sooner. To be honest with you, it's probably the biggest thing that I would change, because now that I'm here, I know the ropes and I'm starting to figure more and more stuff out and learning a whole lot about the business end of it. I feel like if I would have been down here earlier, I think a couple years earlier or something like that, like I could have, maybe be a little bit further ahead of where I'm at. But I mean, where I'm at, I'm sitting okay right now where I'm at. I have no complaints. So.
Right. That's awesome. You know, and speaking of Nashville, it is one of my favorite cities in the world.
Oh, it's great. I love it here.
I have family that lives about 20 minutes outside of the city, so every time I'm like, let's go to downtown Nashville. Any club, anything, I don't care. Just a lot of music.
Yeah, it's a great city for sure. It's not as big of a city as a lot of people, I think, portray it to be. I got it described to me by a friend of mine as it's a small town city. It's pretty basically what it is. It still has a small town feel to it.
Exactly. You know, and that's what I love about it. It's kind of a big city, but then again, it's not.
Right.
It's got that small town city feel to it. That's like you said. It's a small town city. One thing I love about it too is you can drive 10 miles in any direction, and you're essentially in the middle of a cornfield.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's kind of weird actually. There's no like smooth transition. It's just like buildings and then nothing.
Exactly. You know, and that's how it was. I went to Pittsburgh a couple of years back, and. And as I'm driving into Pittsburgh, I'm somewhere in Pennsylvania, and there's just nothing. There's like cornfield. There's nothing.
And then you go into this
little tunnel, and as soon as you exit the tunnel, boom, there's Pittsburgh. You're like, where'd the city come from?
Yeah, absolutely. It's probably. Were you coming from the airport, or were you going towards the airport? So it was either Squirrel Hill.
I was actually. I think I was coming. Well, I was driving in from. We had just gotten back from seeing the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. So.
Oh, okay. So you were coming through the Squirrel Hill. As soon as you got out of the tunnel, you went across the bridge.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It was in Fort Pitt. Tunnels. Yeah, as soon as you go, you get out through the tunnels. Actually, it's pretty cool. My brother has a big picture framed on his wall of coming out of the tunnel, and he took a big picture. And I think he might have put it in black and white, and he has it hanging up on his wall. That's a good view of the city coming out of those tunnels. Yeah, it's weird though. It's you can come driving down the road in the middle of nowhere, and then boom, there's Pittsburgh. It's just pretty.
There's your city.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, what happened here?
Yeah, that's a change of scene.
Yeah, it really is. Let's see if there's anything. This is always a fun question for me, and I always enjoy hearing responses to it. If you weren't a musician, what would you be doing right now?
If I wasn't a musician, what would I be doing? I don't know. I'd like to think that I'd be doing at least something productive with my life. You know, I went to school for 2 years and literally gave it the old college try, and it didn't really work out. But
same here.
No, I'm not. That's never. Well, hey, See, for some it works, for some it don't. It's just the way it is. But
exactly.
But no, I'm you know, I'd like to think that I'd be doing something. I don't think, to be honest with you, I wouldn't be 100 if I wasn't a musician. I'd still be working with music in some sort of way, whether it be production or
engineer, producer,
sound
or
engineer, right? Yeah, or something like that. I'm actually I'm really obsessed with stage lighting. To be honest with you, that might sound weird, but I'm really paying, and my buddies and my parents, and they get on me all the time when I play a show back home, because I'm like, I think I set up and I mess with my lights more than I do actually setting up my gear. But yeah, I'd still be doing something in the music industry if I wasn't an actual musician.
That's awesome. Hey, my co-host showed up, so I'll bring her on real quick.
Oh, cool, great.
Alright, hold on. Hey, Em.
Hey, I'm here. What are we talking about?
Virtually, anything and everything virtually.
Yeah,
all
right.
That works.
Sure.
For me, I was at the polling place in line, so that's why I'm late. But I'm here now, so
well,
just comment about and I'll jump in. Thank you.
We were just talking. I just asked one of my favorite questions, and you know the one about if you could change one thing about your career, would you? I just asked that question. So if you've got anything for me, go ahead.
Oh, okay. What? Well, since we're on music, because, you know, obviously. Let's see. This is a good one, because I'm going to steal it from Cody, so of course it's a good one. If you could do it with anyone ever, living, dead, doesn't matter, who would you pick? And you can pick more than one if you cannot pick one, but
if I could go out, would you? I didn't hear the first part of the question.
No, duet. Sing
it. Oh, duet. Oh, I thought you said go out. That's a toughie. But duet. Oh, man. Whew, that'd be tough. I recently this past summer, I went to the Country Music Hall of Fame, and I'm a huge, it may sound cliche, it really might, but I'm a huge Johnny Cash fan, and all the stuff that he did on TV with all the duets, not even just with June, but with all the other male singers and artists. That thing, I mean, it's just, I was taken by it. You know, I mean, I just couldn't keep my eyes on it. So he would definitely be one. Carrie Underwood, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, that's
right?
A good answer. We get that one all the time. Like, that is such a popular answer to this question. We get it so often.
That's a no-brainer,
you know, and,
yeah.
Absolutely.
She can sing her. Oh, man. It's her. She's so little, and she just, oh, that'd be cool. But be honest with you, it'd be real cool. I really like Kacey Musgraves, because she's like, she's so like, I call her like the female Johnny Cash of this, like, as in like, she doesn't hold back. Like, she writes her songs in a way that she's very honest, and it's great. And I love her drab, her gear, the way what she wears, and the way she writes her songs. It's not really too contemporary. It's more like old school with a new twist on it. It's pretty cool. So, yeah, she would definitely be one of them as well.
Yeah, I like her too. That's a good choice. We haven't had that one before, but we get Carrie Underwood all the time.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
Yeah. And a little confession here. Carrie Underwood is my celebrity crush. So there you go.
Yeah. I hear about that a lot, too. But, you know, or even. We'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a good choice. I like those choices. Well done, Cody. Your turn.
All right, Em. I kind of like to pick singer's brains a little bit here. What is the writing process like for you? Like, lyrics first, melody first? How does all that work?
My writing process. And it's changed so much. I mean, I can Okay, the way before I moved down here to Nashville, the way I used to write was telling me, and I still do it a lot. Like I'll get a melody in my head, and then I'll start putting lyrics to it, and writing down lyrics without the guitar. I haven't even touched my guitar yet, and I'll actually go and put the guitar to it to match the melody that I have in my head. That's 90% of how I write, and. There's sometimes though, whenever I'll just pick up a guitar or whatever, and I'll just start strumming a little lick or a chord progression, and it just kind of flows from there. I mean, I think the best songs that you hear just come out of nowhere when you're not trying to write them. That's, you know what I mean, in my opinion. So I think 90% of the time that's probably how I write it. I get the idea in my head first, and then I put the guitar to it and go from there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's one of those all your best thoughts come to you in the shower kind of things.
Right, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Singing in the shower. Let's write that down.
Oh, yeah, I am one of those people for sure.
All right, Em.
All right. Me? Did you already? Yep. Okay, I don't know what you've already asked, but that's okay. So
I hadn't done the deserted island question yet. I'm saving that one for you.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. Oh, we're on the same brainwave. That's great. Okay.
I haven't done that one yet.
Can you tell we have a routine? Okay. If you're stranded on the deserted island, you can only bring three things with you. What are you bringing?
Three things. Wow. Well, at least one of my guitars would be definitely one of them. You got to pass the time. You're deserted. Probably some Bud Light. I have to have some Bud Light there for sure.
Awesome choice.
I don't know what else. You know what? If I don't say this and she's listening, she'll probably kill me. So I would bring my fiance Lindsay.
That is a good choice. Way to cover your butt.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Didn't you two meet in person?
Me and Mark? Yeah, we met at the row. Yeah.
That's what I thought. I was obviously not there, but I was pretty sure you did, and I just wanted to make sure because I didn't think, I thought I was crazy a little.
Yeah, no, anyway. We met at the row. I was singing, I did a duet with Steel Blossoms.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, they've been on the show too. He told me that he met them, but I knew that he saw you there, and he said that you were really great and you needed to come on the show. And I was like, okay, do your thing.
Yeah.
I'm along for the ride. Cody does the work.
We've kind of worked out a system me and him have. I'll book the guests, and our favorite show is the General Hospital. And so we'll do a recap every Saturday, and she runs that. So we worked out a system.
Yeah.
And then if we ever have any soap-related guests, I'm in charge of that, and he's in charge of the music thing. So we have it worked out to a system. But he does most of the work because most of our guests are musical, so I don't have to do too much, which is nice. Obviously, I can barely make it on time as it is, so.
That's fine.
I swear to you guys, this polling place, I've never voted here before. I'm in a new state, and this is my first time voting, period. Like, I'm just turned 18. So, this place was in the boondocks. I'm telling you, I don't know why they decided that was where you have to vote. But I swear, it took forever to find, and it was we live kind of in the boondocks. I mean, we're not too bad out there. This place was like, turn left at the cow and go straight. Like, it was that bad.
Once you get to the bell, you make a right, yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Right.
So it was amazing, and I was like, okay, we need to hurry and find this place because I got places to be, and it's like pouring, like torrential downpour outside, storming and everything. And I was like, this is not helping my case. What else? And then my phone died on the way, and I was like, could this day get any better?
Isn't that how horror movies start?
Yes, dead phone and rain and the boondocks. I swear it was like episode of Criminal Minds. But all is well now. But I just thought anyone
safe.
Listening would enjoy laughing at my misery. So you know.
Yeah. Well.
It happens. All right, Cody, I got distracted. You can ask your question now.
You know, I'll say this at the end of the show, too, but I just got to say that I have a lot of respect for indie artists and what y'all do.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's tough sometimes. So thank you.
It's a special kind of talent for that because it's a lot of work.
Yeah,
which we've learned.
It is.
So.
It can be a pain a lot of the times, and you kind of just gotta. There's a lot of times where, me personally, I'll be coming back from like a late night gig, and I'm like thinking to myself like, oh, what am I doing? This is just. I can't keep doing this anymore, but you just gotta keep
right.
You gotta keep your head down and pull forward and don't give up because I mean if you give up you're not gonna get anywhere. So
yeah, that's awesome advice. And I've been in that same position. I'm driving. My favorite is those late night Saturdays where you gotta get up and drag yourself to church the next morning, which sounds awful, but it's true. Saturday night late thing, and you get up and you're like, man, why did I do that? Is it really worth it? Because now you're dragging yourself through church and all that. And I know that sounds so ridiculous because people are like, you drag yourself to church. But when you've been out late on a Saturday, it is a challenge.
Yeah, it's tough. You don't want to get up.
I totally get you. You don't want to get up. It's exhausting. I lived in Nashville for a year last year, and I just moved back here to Alabama like in June or this past June. And I got a taste of it. And that was when I decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to go to college. I'm going to make this my hobby because there's no way that I could keep my fantasy and do what you guys do. So props to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate
it. You know, and there is a song out now that I may or may not be mildly obsessed with that I think really hones in on and targets what a songwriter specifically go through in Nashville, and that's Charles Kelly's "Leaving Nashville."
Yeah,
that's a good song. I've heard that song before.
I listened to that whole album the other day, and it's awesome. Like I've just put it on.
He's just his voice is just unreal. Like the side note
absolutely.
There, but yeah.
No,
yeah,
it's you're so right though.
I've said this numerous times. I've said if Lady A ever calls it quits. Charles Kelly and Hillary Scott could both have monster solo careers of their own.
Oh, yes,
that's
absolutely.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I love it. Well, she's Linda Davis's daughter, so obviously she could do anything she wants.
So,
yeah,
but
that's right. Yeah.
She's fantastic, too. Just a little side note. Yes, I love her. I think she's great.
Yeah,
but anyway, speaking of advice and on being on that grind and all, I'm killing a question, Cody, because I have a better segue than you would have had. What is the best piece of advice, personally or, work-related professionally, that you have ever received?
That I've ever received
something that you hold close that's important?
It would probably be, to be honest with you, just I got this from, and it actually comes from my dad, but he told me this all my life. You know, if you want something, it ain't going to be handed to you. Because, I mean, the world we live in, especially nowadays, nothing's handed to you. You got to work for everything, I've kind of held that through not just my music career, but, you know, anything I've, you know, tried to even, you know, I mean, if you really set your mind to something, like I said earlier, I went to college and I thought that would be something I would want to do. And, it didn't work out. And I take that as I wasn't something I was very, very interested in. So I didn't really put my full effort towards it. There's a few other things as well. But just work for what you want. Cause if you don't, you're not going to get anywhere. And that makes it true is definitely here in Nashville, because you really, really gotta stay on top of your game down here. There's so many musicians and artists that are doing the same exact thing that you're doing. So essentially, you're competing with thousands of other people to get that record deal or get that publishing deal or whatever your goal is to be or to get. But I think that would probably be the best advice I've ever got. It's been instilled in me since I was young, before I can even remember. But just work for what you got, and because nothing's ever going to be handed to you, especially this day and age. So.
I like that.
That's awesome.
Good advice. And listen up.
You know, I think this may be the last question I've got for you. I don't know if Em's got anything else, but do you have any pre-show rituals, things you have to do before a performance, like prayer or anything like that?
I don't know if you'd call it a ritual, but I do it before every show, before every gig. I always make sure that and it's a pain because it only takes up 15 minutes, and you're like, okay, 15 minutes, my vocal warm-ups, I have to do that. If I don't do those, I'm like, well, I'm not going to be able to sing now. So, my warm up, and then I do a little, I listen to a little Eric Church and sing along with some of his songs, warm up my voice and stuff like that. I think a lot of musicians do. I don't know, maybe they don't do warm ups, mm-hmm. but that's my thing. Yeah, I get.
Oh yeah, no, I'm the same.
My fiance Lindsay, she makes fun of me all the time because I'll be walking around the house doing them lip bubbles and all that stuff, and she's laughing at me. So
like
I go and hide.
He's a choir.
Yeah, right.
Have
yeah,
you guys
so
seen
I go
High School Musical?
Bathroom.
Am I the only one? Because I'm so young. I don't.
No, I have not seen it. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, in High School Musical, the Ashley Tisdale's character Sharpay is like a diva. Obviously, everyone knows that part. I think, but she is obsessed with her singing voice, and they do these hilarious vocal warm ups before they perform.
Yeah.
And it shows them, 100 times, and it's just so funny to me, and it's so true. It's home.
Yeah, it's funny. They sound ridiculous. And it's a lot, whenever I started doing them, I still kind of hesitate doing them in front of, even my friends, even Lindsay, my fiance. I'm like, I'll just go in the back, because I don't want you to hear me, because I sound weird doing it.
Right.
But it was actually recently, over this past weekend, I had a buddy of mine and his girlfriend come down to visit, and he got to play a couple gigs with me. Anyway, long story short, but I was doing my warm up in the car, and he's just losing it, just laughing, just he uncontrollably crying, laughing. While I'm like, he's like, this is hilarious. He's like, I've never heard anything like this before. I was
it
like,
is
oh.
funny. Though.
Yeah, it is.
I will find you both a clip of that scene where they're doing their vocal warm-ups, and I will tweet it to you guys. I felt like I was the only one that would get a High School Musical reference because I'm the baby, but
yeah
it's worth watching. It
yeah.
is, I swear.
You know, I kind of want to switch gears here in the last about 10 minutes or so we've got, but and talk about Ain't No Angels for a second.
Okay.
I love this song.
It's got that kind of
a 90s throwback kind of a Clint Black kind of feel to it, if it makes any sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I could agree with that. The way we wrote it, and I wrote it with a buddy of mine, his name is Jarrett Hartness, and we went through our session to write that day, and we were kind of both like, well, what do you want to write about? And we were like, well, he's like, I don't know. I don't really have anything. And I was like, well, neither do I. So we're just doing a little picking and talking. And he just threw out Wayward Son. And we had no idea what we were writing about at first. Like I said earlier, I think some of the best songs come from when you're not trying to write a song. So we started to write the verses and then get into the two-line chorus or whatever it is. We kind of wanted to write after we started writing it and we started figuring out what we were writing. We were like, yeah, let's make it like a dark, ominous kind of not dreary, but one of them kind of songs. Because I've been wanting to write one for a while, so is he. But that's kind of how the song really came about. We weren't trying to write anything. I have anything to write that day. So it kind of just came up out of nowhere.
That's awesome. Wow, the 30 minutes kind of flew by, didn't it, y'all?
Yeah, it was quick.
It's really quick when you don't show up till 15 minutes in. This will be a joke now for like 6 months, probably.
If you don't have anything else, Em, I wanted to thank you for taking a few minutes out of what I'm sure is a busy schedule to come on and talk with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm not doing anything right now. I'm just watching some moonshiners and having a good conversation with you guys. So thank you so much. I appreciate you. Appreciate you having me on, and hopefully we can do it again.
Yeah, come back.
Oh, absolutely. And I tell all my guests this. You've got a open invitation back to the show anytime. And if there's ever anything that Amir M can do for you, just don't ever hesitate to reach out. Okay.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah, I'll do that. Thank you so much.
I'll talk to you later. I'll be talking to you on Facebook, okay?
All right, appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Yeah.
All right, thanks, Josh.
Yeah. All right, thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You too.
All right, man, you too. Right. Bye.
Bye.
Josh is an awesome guy. You should have been here for the first 15 minutes. You should have been here.
Yeah, well, you know what? Let me just go on my quick rant of this polling place, okay? Hold up.
Mm-hmm.
So we already know, as we've established, it is the Boondocks. There is just no other way to say it. It is pouring down rain.
Exactly.
It is like a dirt road Boondocks. So we get out to this place, and there's like 5,000 people there, naturally. It's voting day. It's 5 o'clock. Of course there's a lot of people there. Well, you can't vote independent in the primary in Alabama because Alabama's twisted like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to declare your party, which I was not prepared to do because I didn't have it in my mind that I was declaring a party. But then I felt better because my dad went the other way, and his ballot was twice as long as mine. So I got lucky. And then my mother insisted we have a picture in which I look like a wet dog because it is pouring down rain. And I went, first of all, I went to the gym this morning, so I look like anyway. And then, you know, the day has progressed. I've been in the rain twice. I spilled iced tea down my top. Like, it's been a wonderful day. Let's just put it like that. And so, just too much. Just too much. Anyway, I'm finding you guys a studio. Have you really not seen High School Musical?
No, I have not.
Are you? Well, that's because you're older than me, and it came out in 2005, and you were already grown up in 2005.
This is true.
All right. Well, you can do announcements, and then I'll shut up, and we can be done.
Yes. Okay. Next Tuesday, I'm so excited for this. This is not even funny. We have a singer-songwriter, a Texas singer-songwriter, Madeline Victoria, joining us next Tuesday. That's the 8th at 4:30 p.m. Central, 5:30 Eastern. And the 15th, I'm hoping and crossing my fingers for this to happen. We will hopefully be joined by somebody, our first guest, with a national radio single.
And the 14th is my anniversary.
Yes, 14th.
It's our wedding anniversary.
Thanks for reminding me of that.
Just kidding. Our shippers are going crazy.
Thanks for reminding me of that.
Just kidding.
And the 14th.
I thought you forgot it.
That's a week from Monday, actually. A week from this coming Monday. M celebrates 2 years on the radio show. 2 years of being my co-host.
Yes, with a surprise, who I have no idea.
2 years of being. 2 years of being the thorn in my side.
You guys
are
so married at first sight. That's basically what it's been like for 2 years.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's pretty
much.
And, so we love each other, and those people hate each other.
2 years of being my work wife.
Yeah, well, we've recently,
yes,
I've recently got the promotion. I've recently got the promotion to the title work wife, but I'm enjoying it. Thank you, everyone.
Yes, you have.
I'm cursing. You just can't see it. I'm just kidding.
And I may or may not have a very, very special surprise guest for you.
Yeah, I know. It's so annoying because he tells me it's a woman. He tells me she's been on the show before. Do you know how many women we've had on the show before? It's ridiculous, people. It's not a hint.
Here's another clue for you.
I'm going to slap you if she says if you say she's on Days of Our Lives, because we have, like, had several guests from Days of Our Lives and several from General Hospital.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, seriously, like, there, it doesn't matter what you say, because I'm not going to figure it out, because even if you say she's from that one of those shows, like, we've had several from both, so, and I've told you several people that I want back on, so it does not matter what you tell me. I won't guess it, because there's too many choices.
She's a soap star. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, no, really, Cody, they're all soap stars, or they were for, like, a year, and a good half came off Days of Our Lives, and, not half, but a good third. And then a good half of General Hospital. Yeah. And then the group of people from the Bay that was an exclusive group. So it doesn't matter. It could be on any show. That does not help me. I'll see, though. I'm excited. Am I going to flip out?
Probably. I will say
am I
going to
flip
too,
the
though.
Way I flipped for Kathleen Gaddy? That first night that we had the show,
no.
And she surprised
no.
me.
No, you won't.
Time freak out. Like, that was a big moment.
That was fun. That was fun for me.
Yeah, for you.
That was fun for me. I remember Kathleen calls in, and she hangs up.
And she was
up,
like, hey, guys,
have...
it's Kathleen Gaddy from General Hospital. And I was like, excuse me?
And we have... And after Kathleen hung up, we had another caller.
Billy Melgar.
And
he goes,
this better not be another soap star.
Well, no, because Billy Melgar called, and then we had a third caller, and I said, if it's another soap star, you're going to die. But
exactly.
It's all in good fun. Anyway,
but it wasn't.
We should probably wrap up before they forcibly remove us.
Yes, I think I'm going to let you go, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the incredibly talented Mr. Josh Gallagher. You've already heard all the announcements, so I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.